Today is Saturday, April 13th, 2019, and this...
Las Vegas has a uniqueness. It still has that mystique. If you want to really be a gambler, you still have to end up in Las Vegas to see what it's really like.
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 688.
Las Vegas! That we've had here in Las Vegas.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
You're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Money, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Vegas is waiting out on the streets below.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. Happy to be here this evening, speaking about Las Vegas, as we do. I'm trying to adjust the volume to my liking. We have a lot of news to talk about. We've got some phone calls, and we're going to give away $100, damn it.
Yay!
I love giving away things. So that's what we're going to do. But before we get to all that, let's thank our Patreon patrons for supporting this show. They include lovely folks like, and including, Mike Heron, Doug Grismore, Lori Grenville, Matt... Give this one a shot for me.
Kasevich?
Oh, that's not what I would go with, but I bet you're right.
I'm basing it off Doug Minkiewicz,
okay.
Former Minnesota Twin.
Glenn, who has no last name. Jason Eichmann, and the Mayor Pete. Thanks to all of these fine folks and all
Thank
of our
you.
Patreon patrons. We do appreciate your support.
And if any of you have a preferred pronunciation,
don't,
please let
no,
us know.
No, don't, because I will forget to use it, and then just assume your name is going to get butchered, and if it does, it's an honor, and if it doesn't, it's also an honor. We care about you regardless, and we thank you for your support. If you're interested in supporting the show on a monthly basis, we throw some bonus content your way every so often to say thank you. You can get all the details at patreon.com/500. And we've got some changes coming hopefully next month. Some cool new stuff coming along. Shuffling some things around. I was working on it today. I've got something new that I'm excited about. I can't wait to tell you about it. But not quite yet. So, before we get to that, sometime next month, let's talk about today's things. Today's news.
Okay.
We have a lot of news and rumors today. Some interesting things too, I think. The one I want to start with is news out of MGM Resorts, and specifically Bellagio, that Hyde is closing.
I first saw this on Twitter from our friend Hunter.
Yes, and it was reported widely last evening that this is happening. If you're not familiar with Hyde, it is a lounge and nightclub. It has a wonderful view of the Bellagio fountains.
Yep.
It is closing on July 8th. This place opened in 2011. I would not have guessed it was that long ago because time is all blurry for me sometimes.
Mm-hmm. It seems more recent than that.
We've been to Hyde a couple times when it was in lounge mode and not in nightclub mode.
Yes.
And
it was wonderful.
I really liked the place. I had a nice time there and great view of the fountains and it was chill and I didn't feel like I was, like with nightclubs, I know I would feel in a place like I'm in a place where I don't belong.
Uh-huh.
I didn't feel that way at Hyde at all. It was very comfortable and just chill, and everybody was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Drinks are expensive, but
very expensive, you know, but you're paying for the view.
That's how it works. Are you talking about the fountains or the waitresses?
Both.
Oh, okay, yeah. And well worth it on both, too.
I remember they had this drink. It had red pepper in it, and it was so cool and refreshing and delicious.
I love refreshing and delicious. Well, you have until July 8th to check it out again if you are interested. Las Vegas clubs generally have a pretty short lifespan, so 8 years, not too bad. It seems like once they hit 5 or 6 years, the clock is ticking, especially when there are new clubs coming along, and lately we've had a couple. We talked a week or so ago about the opening of Chaos at Palms. That's a big one that is going to draw a lot of people away from other clubs. And then, of course, over at Park MGM, Off the Record recently opened. That's been getting a lot of buzz, too. So when there's something new, some of the older places die out or change. Mm-hmm. And this one's going to be changing. We don't know what to. I'm presuming it's going to be another club of some sort, but we shall see.
I hope if it is another club, I hope they still have the early evening option, because that was really nice for those of us who aren't big into the club.
Yeah, the lounge part was earlier. I think it opened, what, like 4 o'clock or something?
5, 4
or
5.
Okay. And then that went until 10-ish or whatever when it became a nightclub. But being able to go and just hang out in that environment and have it be chill and awesome was nice. I liked it. I would like that too, especially because of the direct dead center view of the fountains. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very cool thing. We had some good times there.
It inspired us to go on the high roller.
It did. We were hanging out at Hyde with a group of friends, and I don't remember exactly who proposed it first, but as will happen after a few cocktails, suddenly everything seems like a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And at that moment,
we decided to go have more cocktails.
Having more cocktails on a Ferris wheel seemed like a great idea. And it was. We had a wonderful time.
We did. It was great.
Yes. All right. Well, we will treasure our Hyde memories forever, won't we? I wonder, it's interesting because Bellagio closed Bank, their main nightclub, a while ago, and that has not reopened as something else. So they've got some nightclub space available. I would imagine Hyde will not sit empty for long because it is
prime real estate.
Yeah, prime space. So once that is announced, I'm sure we will be discussing it more. Still along the nightclub tip, I'm gonna say this one is very much a rumor at this point because it has not been announced.
Rumor watch. It could be true, but it's probably bullshit.
All right, I'm going to thank Eli on the Facebook group for the tip on this one. It seems that Intrigue at Wynn, which is one of its clubs, one of its 47 nightclubs, is going to be closing. And that is based largely on, well, there was a report on a message board of a room of that that's happening. But then also, they don't have anything scheduled after May 29th.
Hmm.
So the calendar's wide open. They've got a glut of nightclubs there, so it wouldn't surprise me if they want to turn it into, well, probably another new nightclub.
Right.
But, so we'll keep an eye on that one. That one's only been open 3 years, but I never hear shit about Intrigue. I'm not that tapped into the club scene, obviously, but it's not something that's kind of on the periphery.
Like, is that the one that replaced Blush?
Fuck if I know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
There's Encore Beach Club. There's XS. Yep. There's
other stuff.
Other things. There was a Surrender. That's gone.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot Blush existed.
Yeah.
There have been many
I think
clubs.
That became something else.
Okay. Well,
but
anyway.
I don't know what. It might have been Intrigue. It might have been something else.
It seems that Intrigue might be going away. Yeah. So if you're into that place, you might want
to. Are you intrigued by Intrigue going away?
No, I don't really. It won't affect my life in one way.
Mm-hmm.
But if they announce something new, or if this becomes official news, I guess we'll report it. But if you're into that place, you might want to check it out very soon, because there's nothing on the schedule after May 29th. Sticking at Wynn, this is official, this is actual news. There is a new restaurant coming along next year, and they're using the former Alex space. That was like a high-end dining place, and it has been closed for a long time. I think they're using it for events now, but they finally decided to put something in there again, and it's called Delilah. It's going to be a 1920s-inspired lounge and restaurant, kind of a supper club type thing. This is according to the Hollywood Reporter, which has been pumping out a lot of Vegas news lately. It's considered social dining. So here's what Hollywood Reporter has to say about
it. What is social dining?
I know. See, and I don't. After I read this a couple times, it dawned on me what it is. Build a social dining. The concept is positioned toward the customer who appreciates a good meal but wants a party too. At Delilah, the dining environment is high energy with music, performances, and period decor meant to captivate its patrons. It's Rose Rabbit Lie.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the third reading of that. Oh yeah, it's Rose Rabbit Lie, except for without a stage, like a main stage show. But it does say performances. I know the description said you'll come, you know, let's say you come in the evening, there's music playing, like dinner music, and then as the evening goes on, it might become a little bit more, a little louder, a little more nightclubby. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's somewhere you can go and hang out before going out to a nightclub, or if you want to hang out there all night, you can have dinner and do that.
And then do your clubbing right there.
Yes. You can have dinner and bottle service in the same in the same room.
Perhaps at the same table.
What a magical place we live in. Bottle service, for fuck's
However,
sake.
They did not use immersive in their press release.
I didn't see a press release. I just saw the Hollywood Reporter article, and I don't recall seeing immersive. If it was there, I missed it. So that's coming along. It's not going to be until next spring, so it'll be a while. But if you're, and I think it's based on something in Hollywood, as many things in Vegas are. Mm-hmm. So you may be familiar with this venue or things like it, but it's coming next year. I don't know. It doesn't really do much for me if the description doesn't. Anytime I see social dining, much like you, I'm like, meh.
Nope.
That means I'm going to have to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you, mm-hmm. and I want to talk to the bartender and or waitress, mm-hmm. or waiter, and...
And perhaps if we're dining with friends.
And yeah, maybe I'll acknowledge them.
Yeah.
Maybe. Unless they order dessert, and then I'm going to just fucking steam. I'm going to sit there and fume over having to sit there for another 25 minutes while we have dessert.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been through that before. All right. So anyway, Rose Rabbit Lie, kind of with a 1920s theme. That's what we're looking at with Delilah. All right. Let's talk about... We've got a lot of entertainment stuff. Okay. So let's talk about show news. The Coliseum at Caesar's Palace is going to be shutting down for a while and undergoing some massive renovations, which it probably needs. It's been mm-hmm. around... What year did that open? 2003 or some shit?
Yeah, it's been around a long time.
Yeah, so, Celine's closing up shop. It is the house that Celine built, or the house that was built for Celine.
Yes.
And she's going away again. She's going to be going on tour. A bunch of the other residencies are at least taking a break. There's not going to be anything there between July and sometime in September when it reopens. And they're going to be making a bunch of improvements. And the reason for this, clearly, without them stating it, is mm-hmm. Park Theater.
Yep.
I think they're feeling the need to compete.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes sense. Why would you not want to? So, the improvements include they're going to be reupholstering all the seating so that that will seem new, at least. Mm-hmm.
So your butt will be better cushioned.
You'll have a nicely cushioned butt while watching whatever show. If you're seated, that is. Because they're also adding a new... technology
mm-hmm.
for them, at least, that allows them to lower the part mm-hmm. in front of the stage to get rid of the seats
mm-hmm.
and have it be a general admission space if they so desire.
Yep.
And again, that's the flexibility that you see at Park Theater.
And hopefully everyone will be dancing like they were in the video.
Oh my God. I posted it on the Facebook group a couple days ago. The video, and Hunter actually is the one who pointed it out to me. They have a video that shows the refreshed theater, mm-hmm. and it has these little animated people that are so incredibly Caucasian in their dancing. Just like automated, it's like robot-y, but not doing the robot.
Right.
And they're just kind of semi-swaying.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's actually based on a Celine Dion audience. That's my only guess. So anyway, they're going to have general admission, the ability to do general admission in front of the stage if they choose. And it's done in such a way, sort of like Zappos Theater or Park Theater, where then the first couple rows behind it are elevated enough where they will see over the people who are dancing
mm-hmm.
and still have a good view of the stage. Because I know someone on the Facebook group was very concerned about that. Like, I'd hate to be in the front row. Nah, it'll be good.
It'll be okay. Yeah.
They're going to improve the video, sound, and lighting systems. I'm sure the technology has improved quite a bit in the last 17 years or whatever it's been since they've built this place. They are expanding VIP sections. They're updating the lobby and bars. So this will be a pretty significant renovation. I'm guessing that we'll see some different types of acts because really the Coliseum, it is very much a... Most of the acts there, I would say, probably cater to people in their 50s,
mm-hmm.
wouldn't you think?
Yeah, it's
Rod Stewart,
older.
Elton John, Cher. Although Cher is a Park Theater now,
mm-hmm.
it tends to skew older.
Yep.
I suspect they're going to go for some younger acts. Actually, we'll talk about that in a minute. That they are going after younger acts. They're also changing their booking partner. They've since it opened, they worked with a company called AEG to book acts. They have ended their relationship with them, and now Live Nation is going to be doing it, and that's who they work with, who Caesars works with for Zappos Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And we've certainly seen that they brought in some pretty big names for residencies there. So it'll be fun to see what they do with the Coliseum that's different than has been done in its past. So I would imagine they will probably start announcing new acts over the summer when it's closed, or even before it closes in July.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have lots to talk about there. We have not seen anything in the Coliseum.
We have not.
Which is kind of surprising. There have been a few acts that, you know, at least you would have considered going to see.
Mm-hmm. Well, some I would have considered, some a couple we both would have considered. It would be nice. It would have been nice to see the Who there.
That is true. Yep. Well, we'll see. When something new comes along, I would imagine we will probably end up seeing something eventually. Mm-hmm. Or eventually we'll just be in our 50s. We'll fit the demographic better.
There you go.
We're not that far off.
We are not.
All right. What do we have next? Oh, we already used it, but what the fuck?
Watch. It could be true, but it's probably bullshit.
I might be using this multiple times. Well, I already did use it multiple times. Yeah. We might have one more. We'll see. The Review Journal is reporting, speaking of the Coliseum, that Katy Perry is closing in on a deal for a residency there. There you go. Younger mm-hmm. audience. And she would be one that I would have guessed would have been a fit for Zappos Theater at Planet Hollywood. She kind of goes along with the vibe there, or Park Theater if she were not working with Caesars. The suggestion by Johnny Katz, the Review Journal, is that it will be announced on the last episode of this season of American Idol. She is a judge on that show, and that show airs on May 20th. So we might have something in about a month that is official from Katy Perry regarding a residency. Now watch, it'll be 8 shows, and it won't even qualify.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. I would go see her show.
Yeah.
She puts on a big spectacle, a big stupid
Will Left Shark be there?
Yeah, she, even if it's not, she always has all kinds of weird shit happening on stage. So... It could be fun. I like some of her songs. I wouldn't be opposed to seeing her.
Are you Team Katy or Team Taylor?
I don't have a team. I don't have a. Is there still a feud between them? What year is this?
I don't know.
Well, if I had
that,
to choose,
that shows how up I am on everything.
If I had to choose one of them, I'd choose Taylor Swift. But I don't want to take sides in my popstress wars.
Okay.
I prefer to remain. I'm the Switzerland of this.
All right.
Right down the middle. All right. Also, I'm not going to play the thing again. Everybody's sick of hearing the Rumor Watch theme. The Review Journal is reporting another rumor, and that one
is
one we've been clamoring for years, and that would be a residency from Pink.
Yes. Yes, please.
According to this report, she is close to a deal for a series of shows at Park Theater in 2020. So I'm going to clear my calendar for all of next year, and we're just going to move to Las Vegas.
No, we're not.
Just for the Pink shows.
Okay. It'll be a temporary move.
Yes, because they will be awesome. So we will certainly report on this when and if it becomes official. You know, sometimes these things fall apart. So until it's officially announced, it is just a rumor. But I hope this one, I get the hiccups. I hope this one comes true because I'm a big Pink fan. And her tickets will be ridiculous. Her touring tickets are way overpriced.
Yeah.
Although she sells out really quick. So she's charging a buttload to go see her at, you know, at your local arena. But she puts on a great show.
But to see her in the theater? Ooh, yes.
I know. So I'll start saving my quarters for that because it'll probably bankrupt us, but we're going to go. All right. Lady Gaga, who plays at Park Theater, is apparently getting her own store at Park MGM. That also is according to the Review Journal. It's going to be opening in late May. There is a store space next to Park Theater that previously was selling theater merchandise, and that is being used for the Gaga shop. This tells me that maybe the two-year residency has already been or is close to being extended.
Yeah.
If they're going to give her her own store space. Although, you know, how it's probably not that difficult to clear out a retail space if she goes away. But
they seem to rotate the Coliseum store when people...
Yeah, but those, I mean, like, that's been... That was for a couple years. At least a couple years at a time, they would have the Celine / Cher or the Bette Midler / whatever.
Elton John, whatever, yeah.
So, I don't know. It sounds like in addition to just Gaga merchandise, this will coincide with her rolling out her own cosmetics line called House Beauty.
Tell me more, please.
I have no idea. It's just been rumored a long time that she's going to have her own cosmetic line.
Yes.
And it's supposed to happen soon. So, oh
I'm
Lord,
interested.
We're going to have more packages arriving at the house, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Well, okay. If this is open next time we're in Las Vegas, maybe you can check out her merchandise in person.
Okay.
All right. There is a new... We discussed drag brunches a while ago. It's kind of a thing happening. I think the one we discussed was at SLS. I believe it's still there. There is another new drag brunch hitting the Las Vegas Strip this month. It is called Stars and Stilettos, and it is at Chateau, the nightclub at Paris, Las Vegas.
But it's not happening at night because it's brunch.
It's on Saturdays at 11 o'clock starting August 20th.
April 20th.
April 20th. And the first one's already sold out. There were four dates put on sale initially, and the first one is gone. So apparently it might be around longer than 4 weeks. That's all I'm saying.
Our local drag brunches sell out very quickly.
Good. Then it's going to be tough to get tickets, and we will never be able to go. Tickets are $47 for general admission seating and the buffet. Another option is a general admission buffet and meet and greet tickets. I don't get the point of that. For $76, why am I going to pay another $30 to meet some people that aren't famous?
They are famous.
It wasn't like there were any names listed. Like so-and-so. I know every fucking drag show is so-and-so from RuPaul's Drag Race. Mm-hmm. That wasn't...
It's a franchise now.
Yeah, it might as well be. But none of that was listed. So it's not like you're meeting and greeting someone. These are... I don't know. This might be just some rando drag queens off the strip. I don't know. Huh. Anyway.
That's how they make their money, though.
$750 for a VIP package that includes reserved seating for 6 people and an open bar plus the other stuff. All right, if anybody goes to this, we would love to hear a review.
Yes, we would.
As I mentioned, it is 11 a.m. on Saturdays. You have to buy your tickets in advance. You can do so at chateauknights.com. So there you have it. I forgot that Chateau was still a thing. But it is. It's a nightclub slash drag brunch emporium. Mm-hmm. All right. Down the street at the Link, there are plans to use that vortex thing that I think initially was maybe going to be a nightclub. It's the roof. It's on the roof of the casino, and it's got kind of a funky lighting thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that still there? I know they're using part of it for
the Perry Farrell thing?
No.
No.
For the zip line. That's okay. Where you start the zip line.
Okay.
So you take an elevator up to the vortex, and then you go on the zip line, mm-hmm. the fly link thing. But now they're planning on using part of that structure as well for a virtual reality dome. It will be a 66-seat theater. They're also going to have a secondary smaller dome that they use for ticketing. Just like Fly Link, you'll access it through the same elevators, and they will have a series of 8 to 10 minute shows in this theater.
So is virtual reality the laser show of now?
That's a very apt analysis. I think that's correct. Yes, laser shows were the shit back in. When did they start? The 70s?
70s, I think.
But they were still going pretty strong in the 90s. Mm-hmm. There were constantly on like the classic rock radio stations. Laser Floyd. Every weekend you could go see Laser Floyd. I don't think I ever went to any of those laser shows, but I remember intrigued by Laser Zeppelin and never went. Mm-hmm. Now I want to do that. Are there any of those still around?
I don't know.
Seems like there would be sort of a retro call for that, like a demand for that, because people are into it. And I'm sure it's cheesy as hell, but especially with the legalization of marijuana, I bet you could you could have a good laser show in Vegas and have people go see it. Mm-hmm. So fuck this virtual reality dome. Let's put on Laser Floyd. And I don't even like Pink Floyd.
That's like Planet 13 or one of those places should do that.
They've got all kinds of space over there. Why not? I like the way you think, lady. We should get married. And when we're done with this show, I want to see if there are any laser shows around here.
All right.
That would be the dumbest thing to go see, and I really want to do it. It's still early on a Saturday night. If there's going to be one, it's going to be tonight. All right, finally, we have to hurry up and finish the show now.
Kind of plans we have.
I know. We're doing a podcast, and we want to go see a laser show from the 1970s. One last news item. As you know, I've been watching. I thought, didn't I put together laser? I mean, laser. I've got one thing on the brain now, motherfuckers.
Apparently.
Didn't I put together trademark watch theme of some sort? Did I never do that?
I don't know if you did.
Well, fuck. We've got a trademark watch. I tried to find it and I couldn't find anything, so I guess I didn't. But we have a trademark watch.
What would you put together for that?
I thought I had an intro, like all my other shitty intros that I do for this podcast.
I don't think you do.
All right. Well, I'll add it to my extensive to-do list.
All right.
All right. Trademark watch, because we're going to have a bunch of these. Especially with Circa. Mm-hmm. That's the stuff we've been watching. I watch a bunch of them. I watch MGM Resorts and Caesars and some others. But Desert Rock, which is Derek's company, they're trademarking stuff presumably for Circa. And there are two new ones. So as we like to do, let's speculate about what they are.
All right.
One of them is called Icon Lounge. These are both, by the way... like bar and restaurant services, which is kind of obvious from the names. Mm-hmm. So Icon Lounge is the first one. Second one is Legacy Club Rooftop Cocktails. Well, I think we can probably figure out where that one's going to be in the hotel and casino.
In the basement?
I'm guessing not so much. Some type of cocktail club. I should have probably not cut off the word cocktail mid-word. Legacy Club Rooftop Cocktails. A place to go and take in a view and have some cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
I think both these names, they seem to fit in really well with the concept of Circa.
Yeah.
From when it was announced and the video and all that of the a modern thing, but a tribute to the past. So I have this vision of in my mind. Oh, so it could be for either of them, for either Icon Lounge or for Rooftop Cocktails of, let's say for the rooftop place. You could get off the elevator and the doors open and there's... There are a bunch, although when the elevator opens, ideally you're just going to see like the view away in the distance. But I'm thinking anyway, the elevator opens and there will be, you'll walk down a hallway that has pictures of some of the Las Vegas legends on the wall. And I'm not talking about just the Rat Pack thing and the Elvis thing because that's been overdone. There's pictures of those fuckers up all over town.
Are you talking about...
I'm talking about Benny Binion.
Cindy, what's her name? The humanitarian showgirl?
No, I'm talking about people that... she probably deserves some sort of notoriety, but no, people like the hotel and casino.
Margolis.
Huh?
Cindy Margolis?
Wasn't she a
humanitarian showgirl?
Is that the name of the humanitarian?
I believe so, because I think she was married to somebody who...
Okay, anyway. No, not her. I'm thinking you're Bob Stupak's. You're...
Yes. Bob Stupak is underrated.
We need a wall of Stupak at one of these places. Yes, we do. Derek, let's make this happen. Come on.
Yeah.
Wall of Stupak.
Mm-hmm.
We could just have the Stupak Lounge. Forget about the Icon Lounge. We're just going to have the Wall of Bob.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, that's the kind of place I picture this to be. And then it'll be like a nice place to have a drink and whatever, but it'll pay tribute to those folks.
But these are good names.
Yeah. I like Legacy and Icon. Too.
Yeah, the Rat Pack is cool, but let's get more into the history of Vegas.
Yeah, a little bit deeper. And keep it classy. Excuse it doesn't me. Have to be cheese. Well, if you want to have a picture up of, you know, the Rat Pack, fine.
Oh, yeah,
but don't do
like
40 of them. Anyway, so that's going to happen. Well, of course, some of these names may not be used. That happens with trademarks sometimes. Things are trademarked. Then they change their plans or whatever. But right now, those are things that may be happening at Circa. It's been enjoyable to see construction pictures from Circa pop up. They just had a big pouring of the concrete a week ago or so. And they have someone posted on the Facebook group a sign up at the construction site that shows the timeline, like the month by month things that they're doing. And it looks like they're going to change the sign out every month to show the progress that's been made, what they're working on now, and what's next. That's really cool. Now we just need a webcam so we can fucking waste time all day watching that motherfucker being built. I'm sweary tonight.
That's okay.
I'm excited about all this stuff.
Yes, I am too.
All right. So that's our Las Vegas news. Before we get into our Hey, Remember This thing, which I do have a theme for, we're going to use another theme. Auto Slash, you'll save some cash. Damn straight you will. Our friends at Auto Slash are so awesome. They've been sponsoring the show for about a year, and we thank them for it.
Yay, thank you.
It's been a lot of fun because they're a great service.
Mm-hmm.
They help you save a lot of money on car rentals in Vegas and elsewhere.
And make it convenient.
And if you haven't already checked it out, if you're renting a car, go to autoslash.com for all the details. But this week, we're not talking about all that. Autoslash wants to say thank you to the listeners of this show for being so supportive over the past year. They're not going anywhere. They're still sponsoring the show, which is wonderful. But they want to say thank you by giving somebody a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. Hooray for money.
Yay.
And really, isn't that the official currency of our nation at this point anyway?
The Amazon gift card.
Cash is nice, but we're all buying everything from Amazon anyway. So this is, you might as well just go cut out the middleman of cash to Amazon, just Amazon funds. Mm-hmm. So that's what you're getting. We're making it really easy too. This is cool. You don't have to jump through hoops. We're not having a big, we've done contests in the past and they've been fun.
Yeah.
But this one, we're just going to make it real easy for people. All you have to do is go to 500bymidnight.com/autoslash, and we'll have a link in the show notes, and I'll post it on Facebook as well, on the Facebook group. So 500bymidnight.com/autoslash, and it's the word autoslash, not the word auto and then a slash. Now, should I put up a shortcut just to make sure?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe I'll do that. Anyway, go to that page. Just go to the show notes at 500bymidnight.com. There will be a link to this. And all that we're asking for is your name and your email address. And now I know some of you are saying, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm not signing up for another goddamn mailing list.
You're not.
You're not. That's right. You're not. How this is going to work, we're going to shut this down on Saturday, April 20th, August, at noon Central Time.
Okay.
So you have to enter by then, noon Central Time.
So you West Coast fuckers better be up by 10 a.m.
April 20th. And then we will use a random number generator on next week's show. We'll do it live, well, when we record this show, to choose a winner. And then we'll announce it on the show. And also, the only thing you're going to get, you're not signing up for any mailing list, but you will get one email, and that'll come from AutoSlash, and they're just going to email everybody who the winner is. Thank you. And they'll remind you how awesome AutoSlash is, which is mm-hmm. fair. Mm-hmm. Then that's it. You don't have to unsubscribe or anything, because it's just a one-time deal.
Yep.
So that's it. That's all you have to do. That's easy, and that's mm-hmm. fun. I like giving things away. What else is there to say? Autoslash.com is the place to go for great deals on car rentals. And the only thing else to say is thank you for your awesomeness, Autoslash.
Yes.
We're really happy that you want to give something away, and we're really happy to help you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Hooray. All right. Now, so
speaking of giving things away,
there and enter your name and your email address so that we can give one of you some money.
Do you have a punch card at Slots of Fun? Is every 10th one free?
Every 10th what?
Every 10th handy in the men's bathroom.
You know, when your product is good enough, you don't need any sort of incentive to come back. I'm not a fucking Subway. It doesn't smell as good as Subway. It's Lots of Fun.
I hate the smell of Subway.
But you enjoy the smell of the Lots of Fun men's room?
No.
Oh, how did we get on this topic? It's time for our 67th theme of the show.
I don't remember fucking anything, man.
That one's grown on me. All right. Mm-hmm. So this is the segment where we pull something out of show notes of yore, and we discuss something that we talked about a long time ago that we kind of forgot about a little bit. Oh, I should have found Laser Vegas, if that were a thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But you know, the laser thing does tie into marijuana use, and so does this. Before marijuana was legal in Las Vegas, there were still businesses that were catering to the stoners.
We should have saved this for next week.
Next week is 420. Well, mm-hmm. fuck, I didn't even think of that. Well, this particular business opened on 420. We talked about it in April 2010 on show number 254. It is a restaurant called, I didn't even include it in my notes, it's called Munch Bar.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Munch Bar twice.
Yes, we did.
So this was located near it used to be Pure, the nightclub. What is it now?
Is it Omnia?
Omnia, thank you. And also near the sports book. It was a fast, casual restaurant, and they specialized in sandwiches, burgers, and salads, but they had a very stoner-esque theme,
mm-hmm.
and they had a late-night menu that was called the Spicoli Late Night Specials. Jeff Spicoli, of course, the popular, legendary stoner from Fast Times mm-hmm. at Ridgemont High. So, I remember we went there once, and it was okay.
Yeah, it was fine. We were getting, I think we were grabbing something before we went downtown.
And then we went...
Before downtown food options were... Plentiful and delicious.
Then we did one of our early try it again segments. We went back and
because the first time we went, we were not super impressed.
Yeah,
it was fine.
Yeah, second time was much better.
Yeah, there was something about the salad that I had.
I know you still remember the salad. I don't know what the fuck I had, but
yeah.
The place stayed open for a few years. It closed in 2014 and is currently occupied. That space is occupied by Seersucker,
which is delicious.
Yeah, we went there a couple times, didn't we? Once or twice,
at least once.
Yeah. So there you go. Do you remember what was it called? Munch Bar. Well, I already forgot it. We're not even done with the segment. Hey, you know what else I found today? Speaking of, do you remember? I had forgotten that I have this, and I haven't used this. I haven't used this in many years, but I found it in a folder related with podcast related stuff.
Hey, this is Steve Sciarippa, better known as Bobby Bacala from The Sopranos. You're listening to Tim and Michelle on 500 by Midnight.
We had a celebrity endorsement. Remember nice. That?
That was filmed right near Munch Bar.
That's
because
right.
Because we were waiting
Sportsbook.
Outside the club because they were having a poker tournament and we were...
He was very nice. I talked to him for a few minutes and he was just super nice. I said, hey, would you mind doing this for... And he's like, no, yeah, that's be happy to. So there you go.
Yep.
B-list celebrity doing a thing for us just because we asked. All right. We've got some phone calls. I'm so excited. We had some fun news. We get given away $100. Life is pretty damn good here on the 500 world. Mm-hmm. I almost said 500 nation, but I hate when people attack on nation to stuff. Well, every fucking sports team has to have their own.
What about No Pants Nation?
Well, it's not really a name. It's a movement, so to speak, but it's not a...
It's a movement, not in your pants.
A pants movement. All right. Why do I have the calls out of order? Here we go.
Hey, 500. This is Alonzo again. And this time I am staying at the Flamingo. And something interesting happened to me at the elevators here at the Flamingo. This would be the main elevator bank right behind the registration desk. So I pushed my floor, 23, because I was pretty happy I was on 23. I was the first one in the elevator. Then everybody else pushed their button. And, you know, that's kind of normal. And then as I'm looking at it, my light's not on. And I hit 23 again, and it doesn't come on. And somehow we picked up a maintenance guy from the Flamingo. And he says, yeah, you can only have three floors selected at a time. It's a smart elevator. And so as soon as the guy on 8 got out, then I hit 23, and it lit up. And eventually I made it there. It was just really weird that, like, only the first three floors lit up on the button panel in the elevator, and then as people got out, you could keep pushing higher and higher floors. So anyway, just thought that was weird. Thought I would let you know, because I like weird things like that. Okay, bye.
In what way
that is weird, and that is not usable. That is no. Bad usability, bad design.
Yeah, fuckers. In what way is that? Does that technology improve anything?
It doesn't. I don't think so either. It enhances confusion.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Is it to prevent the one person from hitting all the buttons at once?
I suppose.
And how often does that happen?
Yeah. I mean, it happens, but yeah, that's weird. I don't get it. All right. We'll hear more from him with one of his legendary restroom reviews.
I have feelings about this.
I have feelings about everything. All right. Next up.
Goddamn, hunting. Dustin from Holland. Standing on the stage at the Penn & Teller Theater at Rio. And Penn is over to the side playing upright bass with a jazz pianist, and I just have to say that he sucks. His intonation is awful, and his technique is terrible, and it's really annoying me, and I'm about to go probably take over and get kicked out. So that's all. Oh, I think something's happening. Later.
All right, we'll get a status update from him later. He's a multi-instrumentalist and
yes.
Knows what he's talking about.
Yes, he definitely
so, yeah,
knows.
So I guess when you show up for Penn & Teller, they tell you to show up at, like, I don't know, 8 or something, mm-hmm. and then you have to sit through half an hour of Penn playing upright bass with a jazz trio or some shit.
Ah.
That's what was happening to him. People are not coming to see that. It's great that you have other hobbies, Mr. Gillette. Don't force them on people.
Oh, this is a big theme in your life. If you have a hobby, do not force them
enjoy your hobby.
Yes, enjoy the shit out of it.
But don't rope your friends into having to participate in your shitty hobbies.
We don't tell people to listen to the podcast.
No, I don't.
Our real life friends.
Unless they're Vegas. Unless they're really into Vegas. I'm like, yeah. they'll I'll have to give it a listen sometime. I'm like, nah,
no,
don't bother. You're not going to dig it. yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I'm having coughing issues again.
So... Yeah, that's one that drives me nuts when people are trying to rope me into their hobbies. Great that you enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not
leave
involve
me out of it.
Leave me out of it. I don't want to see your shitty cover band. All right, moving along. That was specific, wasn't it?
Hey, Kevin, Michelle, this is Mark from Seattle. I wanted to give you an update on the Game of Thrones show at Fountains of Bellagio, and I'll get right to the point. Kind of like bad sex. Tons of anticipation, and then minutes. Go by, and then it ends with, what the fuck was that? So, horribly disappointed. So, I guess the analogy is it's just bad sex. Don't waste your time. Anyway, check with you later. Bye.
Not impressed with the Game of Thrones? Well, good thing it's over. Tonight mm-hmm. is the last showing, I believe.
Oh, because the show premieres tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. So, you don't...
Do you know how I know that?
Because
everyone
TV
on
shows
the
with...
internet is talking about it.
I've got all those keywords muted. I have the strongest mute game on the planet. All right. We'll hear more from him shortly because he's having a hard time, as we'll learn, getting over what he just saw. Okay.
Have you added the new Star Wars movie to your keyword list?
Oh, have I? All right. Next up.
Hey, 500. John from Phoenix here. And my name is Mike. I'm from the California state. Wow, look at him. So we're here at the Park MGM. We're smothered in a very boring green. It's 4-something in the morning, and we're trying to figure out when the sun hits the pool tomorrow. That's when we take our second nap, and all will be good after that. And then we will wake up and see Aerosmith. Life is good in Vegas. Thank you. That is all for now.
But it's better with a Anita with a martini.
Oh, that's I could use
always martini. Always better. Always better with a Anita and a martini.
Yeah, I don't think somebody would dig that, but
no,
I get
probably,
it.
Probably not.
Right, yeah. Well, whatever.
Those boys are drunk.
Talk back to you later.
All right, thanks for the call. It's fun to hear people having a good time.
Yes.
So, I don't know what to say about that. I've read a couple reviews of the Aerosmith show, and I'm sure it was a wonderful time, but I have to say there are a couple things about it that made me kind of go, eh.
And apparently, what were those things?
Much like the showing up and having to sit through Penn Jillette play bass for half an hour, They're apparently showing a 30-minute documentary on the band before the show.
And is that part of the show, or
yeah,
is
I
that
think so?
So you're really only getting 60 minutes of live Aerosmith?
No, you get an hour and a half. But,
okay,
That's a long time. That's a long, like, I can get do a 10-minute video.
10 minutes.
That's about the optimal
attention
amount of
span.
Time. 30 yeah. minutes is a long documentary to watch in that environment.
Mm-hmm.
And then the set list was good, pretty good, you know, greatest hits set list. But it seemed like it was about 2 or 3 songs short of what it should have been. I think it was like 16 or 17 songs. Seemed like there could have been a couple. Like it should be 20.
Okay. Were there songs you felt were missing?
I'd have to look at it. Well, Big 10 Inch was missing.
Okay.
I don't think they ever do that one. Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, there was, if I were to write an Aerosmith set list, it would be much more focused on the first 5 or 6 songs are all old classic Aerosmith songs.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get into some of their don't want to miss a thing kind of
ballady
co-writing with Diane Warren bullshit. Mm-hmm. I would nix a lot of that stuff, and I would make it a little heavier on the earlier material. I didn't check. I don't know if they all have to do their own solos. I want to see Joe Perry, but that's it. I don't need to see Tom Hamilton and I don't know. Is that his name? Brad Whitford and Joey Kramer. Oh, I'm pretty good. I know all their names.
Wow, good for you.
And God forbid that, what's his name, Steven Tyler should do like a scat solo.
Oh, Christ, no.
He totally would, too.
He would.
Anyway, I'm sure that it's a great time for people who go, but yeah. I was kind of like, I don't know about if I want to. They're really, again, that's another one. Tickets are crazy expensive.
Yeah.
So they have a thing where I guess if you have the on-stage tickets.
Mm-hmm. Which are like $800.
Yeah, and they have a bar on stage on each side. But I guess you have an in-ear system, and you can select different options. So you can hear what's going into Steven Tyler's monitors. Well, that's kind of a cool thing. But yeah. I feel like if I'm on stage, I don't necessarily want to be fidgeting with my phone.
No.
That seems like something.
That makes me look bored, first of all.
Well, that's something you give to the people in the shittiest seats. And they're not that many shitty seats in a theater like that, but that would be something for the people in back. Your bonus of having to be farther away is that you get to select the audio that you're listening to.
Mm-hmm.
It's a weird thing to have for the best seats that are super expensive. I don't know. That's just my take. Okay, next up.
Hey, Tim. Hey, Michelle. This is Stuart. And
this is Beth
from University Place, Washington. We're down here on the Strip. Just a recommendation for everybody here. If you're on the Strip and you want a nice one of Bucky drinks, we highly recommend the Margarita Bar at TI, the one on the Strip there, the little building. It's behind the Starbucks there. The guys there, they give you a great drink and a great price, and they make them right in front of you, so there's no pre-mixed stuff. So, good way to go. Terry and Am, they're great guys there. We highly recommend it. And we're both still waiting for that Royal Flush. So, anyway, you guys have a great one. Thanks.
All right, there we go.
Good luck. I hope you found your royal.
As do I. Thank you for that review. Haven't heard anything. I know the bill. It's that ugly little building out in front of Treasure Island.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
fun where you least expect it, in a little brick building on the corner. All right, let's check in with Alonzo for one of his always insightful restroom reviews.
Hey, Five Hundy. This is Alonzo again. And this time I am staying at the Flamingo. And something interesting happened to me at the elevators here at the Flamingo.
We already heard this one,
didn't we? This would be the main elevator. Hey, right. Tim. Hey, Michelle. Yeah, this is Alonzo one more time, calling from the Flamingo. And I wandered into a bathroom that I have not ever wandered into before. And it I guess it's the casino bathroom. It's the door I walked into is over here by registration and the elevators and the box office. And I made a note that when I stumbled into the men's room, kind of went down like two or three steps to get in there. I'm like, oh, that's kind of weird for a restroom. And everything else seemed fairly normal. A whole bunch of pissers on the right, few on the left, and then the sinks. Bummer, though. Really nice tile, but no shelf to put your Tom Collins on as you're relieving yourself. And then a little past that, you get into toilet land. And that's where it kind of turns into a little labyrinth of bathroom. And the toilets just seem to go on forever. And then they branch off into a T. And then there's a dead end. But if I went to the right, it kept going. All of a sudden, it turned back into urinals. And then the urinals turned back into sinks to wash your hands. And then I walked out of the bathroom again. And I came out over by the Bugsy Club and the food court. So it's like a two-way bathroom. You could like go through the casino, through the bathroom. But yes, and the women's room does the same thing. So I guess the point is, if you walk in and you go down steps, then that's the way you need to come out. And if you walk in and there's no steps, and you find steps, then you went too far, and you should turn around and go back. Okay. Bye.
It is an unusual bathroom.
It is. I can vouch for the women's room being.
It's a hallway bathroom. Setup. It's very. I've never seen a setup like that where they have two exits, except for when you have like the U-shaped thing at the airport,
right?
Where there are two entrances and exits. But this is not like this. This is a straight through.
Well, not really straight. Well, you have to turn a bunch of corners. But yeah, you end up on the opposite.
It's very confusing.
Yeah, it is. I bet.
People get lost, I bet.
People get lost, and especially if they're drunk.
Exactly.
Yeah. I bet there have been some...
There's some
confused people coming out the other side and wondering where their friends are.
Yes. All right. Thank you, as always, for your reports, Alonzo. Let's check in and see what happened. I wonder if Dustin got ousted.
I didn't get kicked out. Dustin from Holland. But yeah, he's not good. Not good at all. Also, I might be drunk.
All right, that'll happen. Thank you for your report. We appreciate the calls. And finally, one more thought from Mark on the Fulton Show.
I mean, Michelle, Mark from Seattle again. I can't stop thinking about that stupid show at Bellagio, and I think here's what bothers me the most. In thinking about that show, there was no titty. That's the only thing that's worth watching on that show, is titty. But I guess there is no such thing as free titty, is there?
All right. These are our listeners. Thank you, as always, for all the calls. We do appreciate it. If you want to call, 702-866-9494 is the number. We'd love to hear from you with your reviews and insight, especially when they involve titties and the cost of said titties.
Yes. We saw free titties in Vegas once.
Yeah, that's right. They're still seared into my memory. It was a good experience.
Yep. Mandalay Bay pool.
All right. Karma donations. Thank you very much to the following folks for some karma donations this week. A different Tim from Minnesota with a karma donation for a post-50th birthday celebration with five buddies staying in New York, New York, starting tomorrow, hoping for some hot dice. Hope you guys have a wonderful time.
Yes.
Vegas Macker with a karma donation for a trip at the end of the month to see the Billboard Music Awards with his wife. He's staying at Cromwell. He's 2 for 3 in karma donations and hoping to go 3 for 4.
I hope so, too.
Said thanks for keeping the Vegas withdrawals at bay. Likewise, that's what this podcast does for us as well. So thank you. David with a Karma donation said, work like a charm for my guys trip in October. Let's double down for my 50th birthday Vegas trip this month. Thank you.
No, thank
you. I think I saw that he hit a royal flush.
Yay!
I'm pretty sure it's the same person. Posted something on the Facebook group. So awesome if true. Hope you had a wonderful birthday. If you did indeed hit a royal flush, I know you did. Kurt, also a Patreon subscriber, he said, looking for extra karma for the annual pilgrimage the last week of April, hoping to remember to call in this year from, quote, home. Mm-hmm. Thank you for riding with me once a week to the office, fending off my Vegas nerdery.
Feeding
my Vegas nerdery. He said, sincerely, Misnomer wannabe. Aren't we all? Thank you all very much. We appreciate your generosity. Thanks to all of our listeners, all of our callers, all of our everybody's. We appreciate you guys. Thanks for listening. As always, 500bymidnight.com is the website. Go there. Enter the auto/contest in the next few days. 500@gmail.com is the email address if you want to send us Dear Tim and Michelle questions. You can find us on Twitter. I'm 500. She is Anita Martini. That voicemail number, again, is 702-866-9494. Anything else before we get out of here?
Nope.
All right. Thank you, as always, for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. We're off to see Laser Floyd. Until next week, have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.